We're here with Owen and Dave, and Owen, you said you just told me you're the senior
software engineer.
Senior software engineer, and Dave is in important meetings, I've noticed.
That's primarily what I do, yes. I'm the director of core development.
And we're here today, we're going to talk about traffic score. Now, if you could, just give me a quick overview of traffic score.
Traffic score is a list of domains that have received... that VeriSign says the registry for ComNet, CC, and TV says has received DNS traffic. And they score that on a scale from 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, 1 being the lowest. And theoretically, the higher the number, the more traffic it's getting, essentially. So you can search through that traffic score, those domains, and sort by traffic score and get an idea of maybe it's getting traffic or maybe it's not.
How does this benefit the named customer?
The domain might be getting traffic. So that's a already existing traffic. So that's a boon to you. You know, if you want to build out your website, and if it's already getting DNS traffic, then chances are you'll be getting some residual web traffic that was already going to that domain.
It can be used by different people in different ways, and it can mean different things depending on the domain in certain cases. DNS traffic doesn't necessarily mean that it's web traffic, HTTP traffic. It could also be traffic. Based on any other online service, and so or any port that someone's doing a DNS lookup first, and then potentially accessing some service on that domain. But it can also indicate that there's potentially web traffic available on that name. So it's just an extra criteria that can be used for finding good names out there.
Can this tie in with the domain nabber?
Yes, actually, the domain nabber is the other place where anytime we get a delete list for domains. We send those domains to get analyzed. And so for all domains that are dropping, that are ComNet, CCTV, we get that information for. So when you search our domain number page, you can see the DNS traffic score for those TLDs.
Have you ever seen your own domain that you once had drop?
I at one point had thecheesefactory.com. It was back in our old Counter-Strike days. And then I think after that it was picked up and it was just used for parking. It's a sad thing.
Yeah, the Cheese Factory.
Oh, yes. I got a lot of resumes sent to it for the Cheesecake Factory. People would be like, I want to be the head chef. And
You could somehow turn that into a business. I don't know. He's a recruiter.
That's right. I tried to explain it.